I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning, awesome Mother's Day morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you listening and appreciate your support. Just want to give a big shout out to all the women out there. A happy Mother's Day. You know, it's just a great day for women in general, because even if you are not a mom, you are a woman, you are a caregiver, you are taking care of someone, because that's just generally what women do. So it's a great day for us women. So happy Mother's Day, everybody. I am really excited about this show. I get excited about all the shows, Jeannie.
You do. You do.
I get excited about my guests, and it's always something fun. And I get excited because I love sharing the information with all of you and hopefully providing you a little bit of motivation and information and obviously some resources to help you be successful in your goals, whatever they are, whatever it is that you want to do. That's what I've Decided is here for, to go alongside you and to help you attain that success and to accomplish your goals and your dreams. You can check out our website at ivedecided.org and see all of our awesome business members who are resources to help you. And we always love bringing those business members on the radio show and just sharing their stories and offering to encouragement and to help you. So today I have my good friend and realtor, Jeannie Quick. Hey, Jeannie.
Thanks so much for having me today, and happy Mother's Day to you.
And happy Mother's Day to you. So last week we were talking. We bumped into each other, and I said, it's spring, Jeannie. This must be a good time for selling houses. And apparently I kind of was right on the money, because in the notes here it says May is like the month to sell your house.
Would you have thought May would be the month with everything being so busy?
I know, graduation and Mother's Day, and there is a lot going on. May is considered one of the busiest months. I think May and August are like considered two of the
statistics show that May is the number one, you know, and everything, because the sellers can get 5.9% more at that time. So that's the highest month. But then, you know what the other 2 months are?
What's
that? Your house? It would be June and August. And that's, so they're the next ones. But when do you think is really the worst time to put your house on the market?
December.
October and December.
October and December. I was close. Yeah, because in Illinois, anyway, in the Midwest, I wouldn't want to go out in the snow, trekking through the cold in the snow looking for houses. And it's Christmas and it's holidays and people are traveling. So I can
but
see that.
But on the other hand, too, that's when your serious buyers are out looking. Those are the ones that need to get a house, you know, that moving into the area or whatever. So you're going to have those serious buyers out there at that time of the year.
Yeah, that's true. But you were talking, we talked about curb appeal. Prior to starting the radio show, we were talking about one of the best things about selling your house is curb appeal. And that makes me think, well, spring, we have our beautiful flowers.
Yeah.
And so after the drabby, you know, dreary winter with all the brown and no flowers, and then all the spring flowers pop out, it kind of gives some curb appeal to people's houses, too.
Well, if you weren't selling your house, I mean, wouldn't you like to pull in the driveway and it be the nicest looking house on the block, you know? But even if you're selling your house, that's the best way to stand out, because people that drive by, what they want to see is how you take care of your house and that. So if you've got a nice yard and nice flowers and everything, that's just telling them, you know, that the inside you take care of it. And that front door, you want to make it really nice, painted and flowers and everything, because you're opening up to your home.
And you want it to be welcoming. And you want it to be welcoming to your guest. So if you are tuning in to the radio show this morning And you're thinking, you know, I don't need to sell my house. I don't plan on selling my house. You still want to listen to this show because we're talking about spring cleaning and how can you make your house more appealing. And like you said, Jeannie, you want your house to be the nicest house on the street. You really do. You know, I compare. I'm like, when I drive up and I see my bare doors and I look over at the neighbors and she's got pretty wreath and pretty flowers, I'm like, I need to head on to the store and get myself some flowers for the front door, right?
Even if you're in kind of a funky bad mood, Nat, if you pull up to your door and you see the spring flowers and the birds chirping and everything, it makes you feel better. But also, when you have a buyer that drives by, you know, they're going to say, hey, this is a nice neighborhood. You know, the houses are kept up and the one that I'm going to look at, it's all kept and everything. So that's the best thing to do. But there's other things that you want to do too, especially if you're putting your house on the market. But sometimes you want to do them even if you're not, you know, because you want to paint the outside to make it look nice. You want to paint the inside, update the colors and everything. So you're doing that, you know, so it's not just that. But, you know, if I was sitting here talking to you about listing your house, you know, I'll give you a few pointers of what you should do to go ahead and list your house. Would you like to hear what you're supposed to do?
I would, actually.
Okay. Well, besides sprucing up the outside of the house and painting and everything, on the inside, you want to neutralize your colors. And that red is great, you know, while you live there and that. But when you get ready to sell, those are ones that you want to tone down a little bit and go into that. Kitchens?
Well, real quick before you move on to kitchens, you're talking about neutral colors. Now, neutral, is it true that gray is the new beige?
It has been. Now, I haven't heard of any other ones popping in ahead of time because it used to be, you know, you had your beige or whatever like that. And then it ends up, most of the things are still pretty much gray, neutralize them out and everything. But yes,
so gray
it's still,
is okay.
Gray is okay.
Tan and grays, nothing too bright. Now, I also heard you say that people have said, well, why do I want to paint it that way? If the new buyer comes in, they can just paint whatever color. But you said, no, that's not the attitude you really want to have.
No, because the thing is, you're going to get more for your house, and it's also going to sell faster. If you do not do some of these things, like let's say you have wallpaper, and you think, oh, they're going to change it or paint over it or whatever like that. A lot of buyers, when they come in and they see wallpaper, ooh, and out the door they go. You know, because to them, they think that's work. Although removing wallpaper has got a lot easier than it used to be.
And even if they don't think it's work, they think it's money. Because sometimes people walk in and they go, oh, that's going to cost. They don't necessarily think that they're going to do the work. But then they're like, I have to pay somebody to take that wallpaper down. So it's best just to go ahead and take it down and have a fresh wall. And then that way, if somebody thought, well, I want to put wallpaper up, they still have a nice clean wall to put wallpaper on.
Yes.
So it still seems more appealing. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So you need to make sure you spruce up with some painting. That's what you're saying.
Right. And what two rooms do you think in your house would be the two rooms that you really need to update?
Well, for sure, the kitchen.
Yeah.
I mean, the kitchen for sure, because, you know, that's where we spend a lot of our time and we want it to be nice. So definitely the kitchen. And then I guess for me, you know, the one room that I really can't wait to remodel, because, you know, I have an old house that we're remodeling, would probably be the master bathroom. Like, I cannot wait to have this sweet, awesome master bath. But I don't know if that's what everybody thinks. That's just me.
Well, it is your bathrooms, you know. Probably your main bathroom would probably be, because that's where most of the people. So you have to kind of wait a little longer for your other bathroom.
I know.
And that. But, and you can sit back. I usually tell, you know, sellers when they're putting their house on the market, go outside that door and get disconnected with that house. And you go in as if you're a buyer. What would turn you off? What would turn you on? So when you go into the kitchen, if the cabinets are dated and they're still in very good condition, change the doorknobs on them, you know, so they have different ones.
Oh, that's a great idea, because you can always update old outdated doorknobs, and that's not too expensive.
Yeah, and that if the countertop is really pretty bad, granite is very good and very reasonable anymore. Change that countertop out. That would totally make it different, you know. The flooring, you know, you can do, of course, we talked about painting. But you can do those few things without ripping out the kitchen and redoing it. Now, if it's smaller and you can open it up, okay, you'll have to check into investment how much that is. Same way goes with the bathroom. You know, we don't want to see like mildew or anything like that. So you want to freshen it up as much as you can, you know. And maybe you might have to take that shower stall out or something and maybe put another new insert in or fix the flooring or whatever like that. But those are the two major rooms that you want to update.
So, all right. So talking about kitchen, what about the appliances? How important are appliances in the kitchen when it comes to selling your house?
A lot of times they are important, and most of the time I advise my sellers to leave the appliances, because sometimes if you have a buyer that first-time home buyer, sometimes they're pulling all their money together and they will pick the house that has the appliances that go with it versus not. So you don't, if you're going to replace them, you probably don't have to put the top of the line, but you want to put something nice in there.
Yeah. And you know, with garage sale, you really can get some nicer, slightly used appliances online that you could really replace. If you've got, like I think about in my kitchen right now, obviously I've got three appliances that are about to probably kick the bucket any day, my washer, my dryer, and my stove. But I can't decide. I don't want to go buy one because I'm like, well, if I go buy the stove and then the washer and dryer quits, you know, you only got so much money. So you're just kind of waiting to see which one's going to be the first one to die. And then you go get that appliance. But if we were going to list it or someone's going to be looking at the house, I think it would be worth the investment to maybe get on a garage sale or something like that and find a newer stove for a couple hundred bucks just to put it in and get rid of the old one.
Well, and that's true. But in your appliances in the kitchen, you'd kind of like to have a matched. I mean, you don't want a stainless steel refrigerator and then a still that Harvest, you know, gold, you know, in the range and everything. So they have pretty good package deals right now where you can get like a whole set, you know. Your washer and dryer, that's different. It's not in the kitchen, so you don't need to have it
matched. So it doesn't have to match. Well, hey, guys, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to I've Decided Radio Show. And I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. And I am here with my good friend, Jeannie Quick. And Jeannie Kit Quick is a realtor of Keller Williams Premier Realty. And she's been a part of I've Decided really now, Jeannie, for 5 years since the beginning, right? You came on board from the very beginning because you were my realtor.
Right. I started out with you and it has really been successful. I think we have over 60 businesses
we do. And it's exciting. But you know what? Joe and I are about to celebrate our 5-year anniversary.
Right.
So that was 5 years ago that you sold my house so that when Joe and I got married, we moved into his house. So can you believe how fast time flies?
I know. We just keep getting older, don't we?
I don't know. I keep thinking maybe I'm not getting older. I don't know. I want to slow that time down. But anyway, we are, it's spring. It's May. And May is what I just learned, is the best month to put your house on the market, actually. And it's also spring cleaning time. And so I thought it would just be wonderful to have a conversation with Jeannie. She's very knowledgeable when it comes to curb appeal for your house and little things that you can do in your home to do some spring cleaning and just to perk things up a little bit, regardless of if it's for yourself, for your own pleasure, or if you are really seriously considering putting your home on the market. Jeannie's given us some great pointer. So we were talking about the kitchen. And then what about like the bathrooms? What are some little things in the bathrooms that you can do that wouldn't cost a lot of money to spruce them up, Jeannie?
Again, it's the countertops. You can do that. Sometimes a bathroom's big enough that you could even put a double sink in. And a lot of the buyers really like that nowadays. You have an old dated tub and everything like that. Either get that refurnished, you know, that, or, you know, change the shower, your knobs, your new shower head, you know, anything that you kind of spruce up, you know.
Even a new shower curtain.
Yes,
if you have a shower. A new rug, a couple of new towels hanging on a rack, and a new shower curtain. if you have a bathroom that's not terrible, you know, that could just, you know, a good cleaning and just adding, you know, the new shower curtain and a new rug and a couple of new towels could really change things up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. They can change those things up. So, bathroom. But where do you think we go from there?
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay. Well, check your flooring. Does your carpet, is it like way back in the 70s or whatever? If it is, let's replace it. Or a lot of times underneath the carpet, you have hardwood floors. And now it used to be that we covered them up. And now everybody, when I take buyers out and there's dated carpet in there, they're going over to the register and they're looking to see if it's hardwood underneath it. And it's just like a gold mine when they do that. So, you know what? Either list that it's got, you know, hardwood, or, you know, even if you're going to stay there, take that carpet out and utilize the hardwood, because 9 times out of 10, it was covered up just because that was the fad then. And so they've beautiful hardwood floors. So you want to do that. So
now,
either way.
One of the things that I was just sitting here thinking is I have hardwood floors, but they need to be polished. They need to be reshined. And I know that you're the connector, Jeannie. And so one of the things that as a resource for I've Decided is you're able to give referrals to people that do business. You've been a realtor for 16 years. So you've worked with other businesses, maybe people, companies that redo floors or clean carpets or things like that. So you can give referrals.
Yeah, I can
like
find
that.
Pretty much for any of them. If I can't, you know, then I use my resources and find someone. And if we have a business that's in I've Decided, I'm going to use them first, you know, give them business. But then I'm going to reach out to some of the other businesses to do that. And there is a lot of them out there. I like to do local.
Right. Shop local. We always want to shop local.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then, you know, there's another thing, too, and I know you have a dog.
Oh, gosh. I have a huge dog, Howie, and 2 cats.
Well, when you're going to put your house on the market, you need to kind of take care of the pets. The pets area, you want to make sure that there's not pet odor when you come in. Cats are a little more than dogs in that, but also, and then when you have showings and stuff, you want to have them either in a kennel or you take them with you or whatever like that. There's even been times that accidentally a cat has got out that shouldn't have got out, and that's so, you know, you need to kind of put them there so then that way, but those smells of any kind of animal usually turn people off.
Oh, sure. And even if you are an animal person, you know, even if you love animals, you just still don't want to walk into a home that you're thinking about buying and it not smell nice. You're going to be like, what is going on with that smell? So smell is very important. Hey, I even heard one time that when you're showing your house, you should bake chocolate chip cookies, like before, because then when someone walks in, it smells like chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, that's really nice. And a lot of them will do that before the open house, and they'll say, here, leave these cookies there. The only thing is sometimes I eat too many cookies myself waiting for people to come in. But they also have candles now that smell like cookies and sugar cookies. And everything. So, but it's nice to have an apple pie baked or anything like that, because
it gives it
that homey smell.
Yeah. For sure. Now so I also am looking on here talking about the yard. We talked about the flowers. You know, I remember whenever I moved in, when Joe and I got married and I moved in to his house, there was this eyesore of a tree. Do you remember that? Right by the front door.
Wasn't it half dead?
It was like a half dead tree, but it was very close to the front door. Mm-hmm. And that was the first thing you said. You said to me, if you just chop that tree down, you won't believe what the difference that'll make. I think I had Joe out there chopping that tree down the next week.
Well, and trees are another topic and everything, because when you see buyers come, you want to get rid of the tree because it's half dead. And what if it falls on your house or whatever? But go ahead and have it cut down and carried away or whatever like that, because that buyer looks at that tree and then they think expense of how much. And again, I don't have anybody cut down that tree. You know, they're not thinking, you know, in that. So if you can, you know, go ahead and cut it down.
Yeah. And, you know, that was a small tree. And a lot of times these are things that you can do yourself.
Right.
Little things that you absolutely can do yourself. Now, what about like, you know, the decking and, you know, things like that? Do people pay close attention to like the deck or the patio in the back?
Yeah. If you have, you know, a patio that's cement or whatever like that, you want to make sure it's not like raised one way and, you know, people are going to trip or whatever. And there's companies that are out there that we can raise them or whatever. So that would make it really nice. If you have a deck, you know, power wash it, put some stain on it. Even if you live there and you're not going to go ahead and sell it, you know, you don't, those boards are very expensive. So, you know, every year you need to power wash it. And if it needs some stain, put some stain on it and everything. Cause you want to enjoy this. And you know, what's really funny is a lot of times once you do all this stuff to your house, some people like to stay there and not move then.
Once you do all the spring cleaning, they change their mind about selling their house. They're like, oh, I actually like my house.
Right. And yeah. I've seen that happen many times in that. But, you know, there's another thing.
Well, it kind of happened to me because I wanted to sell Joe's house. Initially, I'm like, we're going to sell this house. We're going to get a different house. But now we've been living there for 5 years and we've done so much work. Now I want to see it through. You know,
well,
it's like, well, now I want to see it all the way through to finish.
Do you remember at the very beginning when we went in there and I said, look at the potential that this house has? I mean, you were not just having your two girls, you were inheriting his kids too. And so you needed a big house. And look at all the things that Joe has done, you know, but there was so much potential to that house.
Well, it has
versus
character
yours.
Because it's a 1959 house. So it's built solid and it's got a lot of character. And you know, you're not going to find a house like a new house like that. That's
right.
For sure. But the beauty of it is Joe's done all the work himself. And, you know, there's something kind of cool about that. But speaking of work, now we've got some bigger things to do. You know, we got some bigger fish to fry. And we did get a new roof.
That was the number
one.
That
was the number one thing we did. I told Joe, I'm like, okay, I'm not moving in with buckets. You ever see one of those old movies where like they're sitting there and the rain's pouring through into the buckets? We had like two or three buckets. I'm like, yeah,
sometimes you go into business and you see that.
I've probably had a bucket or two in curves, that's for sure, at some point or another along
the way. Well, remember I told you that roof was number one, and then your heating and air condition, you needed to do that.
Yeah.
Your windows, which I think you're doing that now, aren't you?
We haven't started on the windows yet, but our neighbors will be very happy to see that we are going to start. But unfortunately, it's not going to be super attractive for a little while because we're only going to do them a couple at a time. So it's going to probably take us, because I want to get, I mean, As it stands right now, this is our kind of forever home. This is where we're going to stay. And you never know what God has planned. So, you know, that's what it seems like right now. So I want nice windows. I want to get the good ones. And so we're going to just do a couple of them at a time. And because our 1959 windows are all metal, you know, the kind that like lays out, I don't know how to explain it, but they're literally metal windows. And we're going to be putting white trim around them. So when we replace the window, it's going to be very obvious. That
and there's
it's way
nice
different.
Curb appeal again.
So it's going to probably be about a 2-year project.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's going to cost, you know, $1,500 just to do two windows. So we're going to just do them every other month, maybe do a window. So it's going to be a 2-year project, but then we'll have all new windows and it'll look nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, another thing, this is definitely getting ready to sell it, but it's kind of nice to do it when you're wanting to know what kind of needs to be done, and that is get an inspection.
Yeah.
A lot of sellers think, okay, I'm going to wait until the buyer, you know, does inspection and everything. But if you go ahead and get an inspection now, then a lot of those things, you can go ahead and correct them. And that, and it might let some of your appliances, stuff like that, last longer. But also, when it comes into the inspection, they might require like a licensed person to do it, where you do it ahead of time. You can do it, so that's going to save you money, and there'll be no surprises.
Oh, that's a great idea. I see what you're saying. So if you wait until you sell the house to have your inspection done, and they say you're going to have a certain company do it, or you could do some of that yourself. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And the other thing too is, Is it? It's kind of nice, I think, for the buy from the buyer's perspective. If they, it's kind of like affirmation. If they are buying a house and then all of a sudden it passes all the inspection,
right?
You're like, "Oh, my house is super nice. It didn't have one thing wrong with it," and so it just kind of makes you feel good about your purchase. And it just, you, if you're gonna have to do the work, it's better to go ahead and just get it done.
And you know, us as homeowners, and that. Sometimes we don't know what's the matter with our house. Let's say you have a septic system, okay, and you think everything's working because everything's going down the toilet and everything. But then, you know, you have an inspection and some of the baffles are bad or whatever. You can go ahead and have them fixed, you know, even if you're going to live there and you're not going to move, you know, have them fixed so that makes that life of that septic system last longer.
And that's appealing when someone's looking to purchasing your house. All right. Awesome. So inspections, you got on here like termite inspections, well and septic tank inspections, radon. How big of a deal is radon these days?
It has got to be quite a big deal. And I'm not going to go completely into radon because it's not my subject. But radon is a natural gas that is out there in the air everywhere. But when you put it in like a basement or underground or whatever like that, that traps it. And if it goes higher than 4.2 picoliters, then that is really dangerous, especially if you're down there, because statistics say that you can have cancer.
So that's what the big deal about it is. There's research that shows that it could cause issues with your health.
Yeah.
And so people just don't want to take that risk.
No. And a lot of, and that's another thing, too.
Is that something they automatically do? When you sell your house, is check the radon, or you have to request that?
Usually the buyer will request it. Any of these inspections that I have here, you know, like the house inspection or the well and septic and radon and everything, these are pretty much your normal ones that your buyers do ask for. So, you know, if you are proactive and do them when you first put your house on the market, then you're not going to have any surprises. And that even including, you know, your radon. If you have a family and they're downstairs all the time and everything, wouldn't it be better if you checked it to make sure it's healthy for your kids that's down there?
Yeah, you want to know. Makes me want to have ours checked. I don't think we've ever really done that. Okay, so as we wrap up our spring cleaning or get your home ready to put on the market in May, the best month to put your house on the market, with our realtor, Jeannie Quick, with Keller Williams Premier Realty. Let's recap.
Okay.
So getting your home ready to sell in the spring of 2018.
Okay.
And you got 10 things here.
Okay. Break up with your house. You know, what I said, go out the front door and then go back in and it's not your house and everything. Price it right from the start. Enhance your curb appeal.
Hang on. Price it right from the start. What goes into pricing it right?
Okay, let me kind of, after I go through them, then I'll kind
okay,
of real quickly.
Okay, come back to that one, because I think that's going to be a good note to end on. We only have a couple minutes here.
Okay,
so.
Anyway, fix any of the broken stuff, clean, declutter, stage your house, make your property easy to show, remove the pets, share the information about your neighborhood and that, and keep up the appearance. But when you go back to the price and everything like that, there's three things that will sell a house always, and it's the location, the condition, and the price. So if you have two out of three, then the other thing is the, and a lot of times it is the price, and we cannot get any more than the market will bear. So, and that's where the realtor helps you in to determine what the market's going to bear in your area.
And it's really based on what the other houses are going for in your community.
Yes.
Right. And, and what that's really what you look at, right? You kind of compare it to the other houses that have sold and base it on that rough estimate. You might think your house is worth $300,000, you know, because you put a lot of money in it, but if the other houses in your neighborhood around the same size in the same year are selling at $200,000, then unfortunately, it's only worth $300,000 to you.
Yeah,
it's worth $200,000 in the market.
Right, and if you have it overpriced and you're not getting any showings or anything like that, the longer it sits on the market, your buyers are starting to think something's the matter with it.
I know that's not a good deal for your house to sit there. That's you don't want that to happen if you can help it.
No.
All right. Well, it's time to spring clean, everybody. So the weather's warm. Plant some flowers if you haven't already. Make your house look good. And you know what? If you want to meet with Jeannie and just pick her brain and get some ideas, you'd meet with them, right, Jeannie?
Yes, I would.
And how do they get in touch with you?
They can email me at quickteam2012@gmail.com, or they can call me 309-360-0445. And there is no obligation. You know, I could show you different stuff, even if you're going to live there. So don't feel like you have to list.
Right. Just take a look. You're so good. Thank you for that. All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy this Mother's Day. And thank you for tuning in. And we will look forward to being with you again next week. Thanks, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?